Yo, what is good, everyone? How's everybody feeling?
Good.
Good?
Can't complain. Good.
Steve, where you at now?
Doing good.
I am in a small town outside of Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, huh? What the hell are you doing out there?
Just trying to survive, brother. Just trying to survive.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Ray, where you at now?
Butler, PA. I'll tell everybody where I live. It's outside of Pittsburgh, and I...
What? You gotta... Wait, hold on. Hold on. Time out. I see you got the Browns jersey on. Yep. How does a Browns fan survive in Pittsburgh country?
I keep it quiet. However, well,
you know what? I don't blame you, man. I don't blame you.
I don't know. Last time they beat the Steelers, man, I wore my stuff loud and proud, and
you got jumped, didn't you?
Almost.
Jeremy, what's still going on, man? Where you been at? Where you at now?
Oh, man, so from Seattle down to Vegas, all the way to Missoula, Montana at this point, man. Love it.
What the hell are you doing in Montana?
Oh, it's gorgeous, man. There's not a whole lot of people, bunch of wildlife, nothing. Nothing, man. I needed a slower pace of life.
Wait, hold up. You said wildlife. Are you talking about the people there or the actual wildlife?
Both.
Oh, actual wildlife, man. You should see the herds of elk and deer and, it's awesome. Moose.
This man said elk and deer.
Man. Bear, moose, man. We got it all out here.
Let me see your neck because it looks a little red.
A little bit. Actually, man, it's white as heck.
Well, that's good, man. Hey, well, I'm out here. You know me. I'm out here in Vegas just living, man, and watching sports. You know how it is. Everything's good. Everything's chilling with the family. You know, I'm from the Bay Area. I lived in Ohio for a while. That's how I met Steve and Ray. But then I moved to Vegas and I met Jeremy. So all y'all my friends, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to start talking about sports and start talking about the things we enjoy when it comes to football, mostly. We'll talk about other stuff, but mostly football. Steve.
What's up?
First and foremost, I want to apologize. I want to apologize for the NFC title. I'm not going to lie. I thought it was over at halftime. I thought it was over. And
I was hoping it was over.
I don't know what happened. Your team decided to not run the ball ever again. And you guys would have literally ran us out of our building. But no.
You would have
saved me the heartache. I'll tell you that. You would have saved me the heartache that came afterwards, because then we lost to freaking Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. And
yeah. And you know who beat Patrick Mahomes?
I'm guessing the Lions did.
We did. So
yeah. So did the Raiders, but I'm not going to call them good. I'll tell you that.
I wouldn't.
Hey, well, it's a sore subject. I lost a few grand on that game.
Oh,
that's not good. But I do want to apologize. It's tough because it literally killed a Cinderella story at that moment. It was awesome to see the Detroit Lions to get to where they got there. You know, Ray would love that story. It ain't going to happen. But it kind of sucked, you know, and I did call it, though. I called it way back when, fantasy football. I did say it's going to be Detroit and the Niners in the NFC Championship game, and it came down to it. I thought we were done. You guys would have saved us the heartache. It would have been upsetting, but, you know, it would have saved us the heartache.
I will have to say, I think the one thing that Detroit has got something going for them, man, because I think they're going to be good for the several years to come, man. Like, you got something to look forward to.
They're young. They're young.
Young, great coach.
And they got a good coach. I like the coach. Hey, man, he was aggressive all year. Man, you got to live and die by what you believe. And he did.
He lived and died with the fact that we didn't have a kicker who was accurate past 48 yards. I don't blame the man. I do blame him for one of them. With that said, I mean, Josh Reynolds dropped 2 fourth-down passes that would have kept drives going.
Oh, yeah.
Ultimately killed the game for us. So, I mean, there was a lot of things I could have looked back at and said, and or was just like, man, this was different. But, I mean, if was a fifth, which – it kind of is. We all about to get drunk right now. So it is what it is.
Salute.
Cheers to that.
But yeah, man.
I hate to say it, but there's always next year.
Hey, man, speaking of that, though, what do you expect them next year? Because at the end of the day, all roads go through Santa Clara at the moment.
Win, lose, or draw, I need my rematch. I don't care what else is. I don't care what's said. Win, lose, or draw, I need my rematch. And if it goes according to how the past few years been going, you lose in the title game, you get back to the title game, and you win.
Yep.
So that's what
exactly
I'm,
what happened to us.
That's what I'm hoping happens, and we gonna see. I don't want to put expectations on it, but I'm telling you right now, I'm still gonna lay my same parlay that I've been laying for years. Browns Lions Super Bowl. If that parlay hits, I am a wealthy man.
Man, I'll do you one better. I'll do you one better here on the stream.
We're all wealthy, right?
Browns and Lions get to the Super Bowl together. I'll go bald just with you guys, all right? How's that?
Oh, that sounds great.
You ain't got to go bald. You ain't got to go bald.
No, let him do it.
I don't want him to go bald. I want him for a whole week to walk around in the Lions jersey. And then for a whole week to walk around in the Browns jersey.
Bet. I'll wear a who was the center from the Lions when he gave that ball to your son?
Dominic Raiola. Shout out Dominic Raiola, too. I never forgot that moment. My son was young, and they gave him a football in the preseason game against the Browns one year.
Yes, sir.
2013, to be specific.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I was there with you.
Wow.
And he came – he didn't have to. He came over – and he saw it was in Cleveland. He came over and he took the time out of 5 seconds out of his life to make that kid super happy, man. Shout out to Raiola.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Now, speaking of the Browns, Ray, what's going on with your team, man? Talk to me. Tell me about your team. Oh. What's going on with them this offseason? What's going on? Well,
they just traded for Jerry Jeudy today. They got. Yeah, that's right.
They traded
a fifth and a sixth for him.
Ooh.
And Jerry Jeudy is not a bad – he's not bad.
Look. If he can round his Alabama form, I think he could I think he could be something.
Yeah.
The problem is the quarterback. Look, man, the quarterback in Cleveland is a little sensitive subject, and he just needs to keep his hands to himself. Or – other people's hands to them.
He just has to, at this point,
stop asking for them happy endings. Stop asking for them happy endings. He'll be all
right. He just needs to go to the right massage parlors for the happy endings, not get the private ones.
Listen, there's two I passed coming from Butler or Youngstown. Trust me, I passed two of them.
Oh, Ray knows them.
Hold on, wait.
Never stopped.
He already knows.
Hey, look, wait. Yeah, right. Coming from Butler to Youngstown, them two massage parlors are probably gonna give him everything he need. That's just how it's gonna go. Hey, word to the wise, Deshaun. If you ever get to see this podcast, bro, when they come to them damn massages, just don't turn over.
Yeah, just say no thank you and leave.
Yeah, just don't turn over, bro. You'll be all right.
He has to do another deposition now for another case that wasn't included in the settlement.
Wow, for real?
Yeah.
Not one of the, like, 23?
This would be number 28.
That's rough, man.
No, it's one of 27, I think. However.
I find it funny that he requests a trade out of Houston and then all this comes out. With that being said, Houston was named as, you know, they actually set him up to get the most of these massages, and all of a sudden it's a problem.
Yeah,
I think that's a little weird, but you know,
hey, it was weird, but still, but if he does a deposition, he gets found, it resettles, he can still get suspended. And
hey, but man, like for real, like that much money, man.
Back into the
issue. But if he gets suspended, the Browns have an out of that contract.
Like straight up though, like you make good money. And you're not a bad looking dude. Like you're not. Not you, Ray.
Come on, man.
Later.
Hey, hold on.
This is the intro.
Hold on. Bald is beautiful, man.
We can't.
Bald is beautiful, baby.
I'm just saying, like, you make that much money, and you're not a bad looking dude. Like, why are you putting yourself in that position? Like, for real.
He has a woman too, I think.
So send her to massage school or whatever, and have her give you
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Like, get it together. Deshaun, let me tell you, that much money, bro, I'd pay somebody to keep me on the straight and narrow, all right? Literally.
Hey, so look, he gotta, you know, he's about to get away with two crimes. If he did commit anything that they said he did, which I don't believe. But the second crime, he definitely did. He robbed the Browns of 230, guaranteed.
Oh, he definitely robbed the Browns.
Robbed them boys with no mask.
Dude, I thought Dwayne Bowe robbed the Browns.
Is that the next deposition? Because he definitely robbed them.
Yeah, it will be. Robbed them. But, like, they want to bring back Joe Flacco.
Yeah, my hot take, man.
Flacco wants to come back. But the Browns are worried it's going to be messing with Deshaun's head if he comes back.
It ain't gonna mess with his head. You need to look behind. You need to look over your shoulder. You ain't produced since you've been here.
Hey man,
now we're going into year three. It's time to produce.
The contract. And I looked it up. His salary this year is like $64 million just for this year. And they can't push it back anymore because they're gonna start
fully guaranteed.
Yeah. Well, they already owe him 2 years after his contract's done for pushing it back.
At this point, ain't nobody trying to mess with his head, or he shouldn't be messing with his head. So he needs to just chill out, make his money, and play football. And if a dude, Joe Flacco, is getting in his head, then he's done.
That's a problem. Yeah, he's done. He's not. Yeah.
Joe Flacco drafted in 07.
He hasn't been irrelevant since the last time my Niners lost the Super Bowl. To him.
Not the last time.
Y'all noticing the theme here?
Bro, who you telling, all right?
Niners live in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Niners look good. They dominate. They get to the Super Bowl, lay an egg, start over again next year. I'd measure.
Hey, on some real, though, they didn't lay no egg. Let's be honest. It was a good game.
Did they win? Yeah. They had Patrick Mahomes dead to right. Patrick Mahomes came back. He took that Super Bowl. Let's just call it what it is.
I'll tell you what, they weren't up 27-7 at the NFC Championship game. Ooh, and then you come back on.
Hey.
We weren't either, so I'm all right with that.
Yeah, you were.
we were not up 27-7, okay? Let's get it right. We weren't up
27. My bad. My bad.
Experience kicked in. Hey, look, experience kicked in, bro. Hey, I'm going to tell you this. I'd rather not get there than to get there and to lose.
No, I used to say the same thing. Well. And honestly, the Super Bowl experience for your team is something that you want to. It's something that you would want to. And Jeremy knows this because his team has been there. It's something you want to experience. Everything is about your team. Coverage, NFL, dude. Honestly, they dissect those players. Everything comes out. It is a cool experience, and I'll be honest with you. It was pretty cool to have it in your city, you know, because we saw everything. We went to the hotel to try to greet the players as they were coming in. Of course, security, you know, being security wouldn't let us get it close enough. But, you know, I hope one day both of y'all like actually get to experience that, because it's a whole different ball game. You say that now.
See, I thought once, you know, they got in the playoffs, I thought Flacco would get in there, but man, I just don't know what happened. You know what?
I don't know what happened either.
Not having Nick Chubb killed him.
Are they re-signing Nick Chubb or is he still under contract?
He's still under contract.
But
that's never crazy though.
However, if they cut him, they free up $11 million in cap space. They're thinking about cutting him too.
Nah.
With that, man, go.
I would
with that. Hey, with that, I mean, I personally, what I would do, this is just me, though. I'm putting on my GM hat at the moment. I'd get rid of him and go get Saquon. Saquon's just
glad you're not the GM, buddy.
Yeah, Saquon I wouldn't do that.
I don't even like the Giants, but Saquon's just been in the trash team forever.
He's been hurt, too. I think, last year was his first year he hasn't been hurt?
He's had a couple years.
In the year before. A couple of years, but at the same time, I'm not going to get Saquon. Nick Chubb, this was a freak injury.
Yeah, it was. We saw that live. And
it was.
I remember looking at my wife and like she was like, "What happened?" I'm like, "Oh man, look at his leg on the replay." They never showed the replay. We had to look it up on Instagram because they didn't want to show the replay because it was just it was awful, man. It was bad.
I remember that. I looked down for a second.
Only legs. Yep. Only leg I ever seen bend like that was an ostrich.
What?
I looked once and I never look again.
Yep. No.
You know what?
Yeah.
I think Todd Gurley had the same kind of injury in Georgia too. His knee went backwards like that.
It's basically him is between him, Todd Gurley, and Willis McGahee. Now, Willis McGahee's was terrible.
I remember that too. That was against against Ohio State in the championship game in 2000.
Why you think I remember it? Why you think I remember it?
I know. I heard a crazy stat about Gurley the other day. You realize he's still in his 20s? And he's been out of football now a couple years, man. So I know those knees just gave up on
him. Wait, for real?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like 29. Look it up.
Wow. Yeah, he's young. Right now. Hold on.
He's young as hell, bro.
Look it up. Look it up.
I'm looking it up right now. Hold on. Give me a second. Todd Gurley.
Man, that's insane.
Bro, he's 29 years old.
Oh, my God.
Didn't even make it to his year 30, man.
That's crazy, man. And then you think about, like, the career.
Those knees had to give it out, man. Just think. Exactly.
All right. Well, speaking of being out, hey, Jeremy, how's the Seahawks post Pete Carroll?
I am excited in the direction that we're going. I'm going to miss Pete Carroll, man. Like, the best coach the Hawks have ever had, hands down. I think, though, it was time. I'm excited to get someone young in there. You know, McDonald, I think he's going to be one hell of a coach. I really do. We are at least a quarterback away from any kind of serious run. I love Geno Smith. I do. In my opinion, he's a placeholder
right there.
I've heard that before somewhere.
We might make it to the playoffs. We're not going to make it much further than that. So I'm really hoping here in the draft, you know, we take a quarterback within the first two rounds. Like I was telling Richie earlier, man, I'd love to see either J.J. McCarthy or Michael Penix from UW. I think he'd be a good fit for Seattle, man. I really do.
I'd rather take Penix.
I'd rather take Penix. McCarthy is a certified game manager.
I don't know, man.
Game managers get you to the Super Bowl. I mean, Richie could tell you about that.
Yeah, but they don't win it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
True.
Well, yeah, they want to get Mahomes.
We're going to keep it real. Like, you need a game. You need a game, like a game changer to win that. Because you look at that Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes didn't do nothing for the first half. Nothing. Our defense shut him down. And I looked at my wife and I said, at halftime, I looked at her and I said, we're going to lose this because we have stopped him for a whole half and we have done nothing. And a game changer at the end will literally put the team on his back and that's it. That's what you need. Game managers, sure, they'll get you there. But
unfortunately, with Mahomes, you need at least three scores going into halftime.
You need the U.S. military to stop that fool.
I don't know, man. He played up against Watson 1 year in the playoffs. I think the Texans were up 24-0 at halftime or something like that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Still came back.
Yep, same here.
I remember
that's
that.
That's different because
I do get the question.
It's some teams that had the military on their side and still lost them both.
Yeah, you're right.
Look at the Eagles. Look at the Eagles of last year. The Eagles of last year had everything working in their favor and still lost to Mahomes.
Yeah, we're going to call the Eagles a bunch of crybabies. That's all we're going to call them. So,
I mean, no doubt, but still.
Like, they're the biggest babies in the NFL, for real, for real.
Yeah, they say fly, Eagles, fly. We say cry, Eagles, cry. It is what it is.
Get it right.
Yeah.
That whole damn sports program needs to just be not in the NFL. Fans.
Yeah, they the second worst next to Cowboys fans.
Hey, Eagles fans, get at me. The love is real.
So something that I have tremendous pride in through the Pete Carroll era is that the Eagles never beat the Seahawks, not once as Pete Carroll as the head coach. And they were like 12-0.
That is correct.
That included postseason.
That is correct. Yep.
That's nuts.
As a Niner fan, I have so much pride that
since my boss is an Eagles fan, I love that.
In the last few years, you guys haven't beat us. I take pride in that.
I know you do. I know you do. Because like the 10 years before that, it was a different story.
Yeah. No, we beat you guys. Let's be real, guys. All right.
Barely. I remember Richard Sherman going viral.
Not when it mattered.
I remember Richard Sherman going viral over Michael Crabtree.
Hey, though, Michael
Crabtree. Yep.
Crabtree, though, like for real, he was what we are now. He was the dog during the season, but then playoff time, he just crumbled up into nothing.
You can't be a dog if you get your chain snatched. I'm sorry. I'm not saying it. Nope.
Yeah, he got his chain snatched. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to defend him.
If you get your chain snatched, you can't be a dog in my book.
But in my defense, and I'm going to defend the Niners here, you also can't be a dog when you talked all that ish about the team, and then you go join them. Because Richard Sherman,
I agree with that 100%.
Richard Sherman talked all that crap, and then he goes to sign with them at the end of his
career.
You know the crazy story
is that he turned down the offer from the Detroit Lions to go sign with them because of Matt Patricia.
Hey, well, man, with Matt Patricia, really? I would have declined a contract with the Detroit Lions.
I'm not gonna lie. During the Matt Patricia era, I put my jerseys and my hoodies away.
That was some dark times, bro. Like straight up, Matt Patricia.
I'd rather have Matt Millen era over Matt Patricia.
Oh my god,
that's bad.
At least Matt Millen tried. He at least tried. Patricia was just, I'm the best. Bow down to me, and nobody bowed down to him, and everybody quit on him.
Patricia had his ego inflated because he came from the Belichick tree. That's a problem.
Yeah, he did.
That is a problem. That is a problem. And he quickly learned. That don't work that way.
Yeah, no, that was bad. Those were bad times because, I mean, I think he's had some the Lions had something going on when they had the guy that got all mad when Jim Harbaugh slapped him in the back, and then all of a sudden there was a brawl in the field. What was his name?
That's Jim Schwartz.
Jim Schwartz, yeah.
So the thing with Jim Schwartz is he served his purpose. He took over. He was an inexperienced coach. He took over an inexperienced team coming off the heels of an 0-16 season. He got us as far as he can get us. He couldn't get us no further. He got us 10-6 and then turned around and went 4-12 the next year. And 7-9, it was time for him to go.
Hey, he had the boys playing though. I don't know. I feel like a lot of you guys' downfalls, like in the past years, you guys, your money was going in the wrong places. Like you guys were signing and just like these weird veterans, like these beat up veterans, and expecting them to play up to what you guys were paying them, and they weren't doing it. It's kind of like what the Browns are doing now. Like they're doing that a lot. Like they're signing all these players. Like they have a lot of players, and I'm not saying to just, you know, cap on the or talk crap to the Browns. They pay a lot of these players, but then when they go there, they're just like, we don't want to play no more. We made our money.
Well, I can't even say that because the Browns had the number one defense last year, so obviously something was right.
Yeah. Well, that's how it used to be. Like I said, Dwayne Bowe. Who else came here? Jeff Garcia came here for a few games.
Yeah.
Stole their money. I mean, it's gotten better the last few years. But, man, look, like, I've been through dark times just like Steve. 0-16, a stretch of 1-31.
Into the mantel.
Bro, I'm
going to bring that one up.
Man.
Yeah, you did. You did.
I lived there for the dark times. I was a fan. And I was like, yo, like, I feel bad for y'all. Like, damn, man.
Come in every Monday.
I love the list of all the quarterbacks.
Listen.
Hey, I'm a Lions fan, and even I felt bad for y'all, so that say something.
All right, this isn't a pity party. Come on.
Yeah, it is.
It was.
You
know what? I just realized, too, the Lions and Browns are the only two teams being represented here that had a season with no wins.
You wanted to recognize that? I was hoping that nobody picked up on that, man.
I knew about the Lions.
I don't remember the Browns going 0-16.
Let me tell you.
They had that realization.
Corey Coleman had a chance to catch a pass for the Browns at field goal range. 0-16. He dropped a freaking ball. He was a top 10 draft pick. Top 15 draft pick.
Wide open.
Don't forget that part. I tried. Thank you. Dropped it. He dropped the ball. My heart dropped. It's like, you know, I can't do this anymore, man. A stretch of 1-31 over 2 years. Thank God.
He dropped your heart.
And it was bad too. And just like yours, you dropped it to a rival. We dropped off. We went 0-16, lost the last game of the season at the hands of the Green Bay Packers, and y'all lost at the hands of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Man, anytime the Browns play the Steelers in that last week of the season, the day after, usually a Browns coach gets fired. I'm glad Stefanski hasn't gotten canned yet if they lost to Pittsburgh.
Did you guys win that one? Yeah, right?
We lost to them in week two when Chubb went out. We beat them the last time,
I believe.
We beat them when they came to Cleveland. So the Browns still haven't really won in Pittsburgh since 2003, I think, something like that.
No. You not remember that playoff game? Remember that playoff game in Pittsburgh? Baker Mayfield went in there and took everything and then some.
You know what? You're – see – I'm in the dark times right now. I'm not looking at the good times. We're talking about dark times.
If Baker Mayfield went in there, Baker Mayfield went in there and cleaned That's everything right. out of that stadium. He even took the Heinz Field sign with him.
Good. Maybe.
No, legit. The next season. No, legit. It's not Heinz Field anymore. The next season they changed it to something else, bro. I'm not even joking. He what left
that, like,
he
what is it? AccraShirt now or something like that?
Yeah,
Whatever it is, the groundskeeper even went to Baker Mayfield and said, look, you seem like you at home here. Tossed him the keys and said, just lock up when you're done.
Oh, man. That's not good.
You see, we're talking about dark times. I love Baker for the time he spent here. I personally think he got a raw deal. He got hurt. And they let him play through instead of telling him, hey, sit down, try next year, pick up your option, see what happens. They started to hold.
How many quarterbacks have started for the Cleveland Browns in 1999. Does anybody know that off the top of their head?
I want to say 31 or 32.
Yeah, 31 or 32.
I had to look it up.
They started five this past year.
I had to look it up. And at first,
it's definitely over 30, isn't it?
It was like, they list out the names and I started counting. I gave up after like 30. It's 38 different quarterbacks that Browns have had since 1999. Ooh, you want to talk about why your dark times are happening?
So I'm missing six quarterbacks.
Wow. Like, is this real?
You got more quarterbacks than there are years since then. Yeah. I mean, that's insane.
That's sad.
Hey, that's a quarterback a year since I've been born. And keep in mind, the Browns was gone for 3 years, too.
Man, I think since 99, the Seahawks have had six.
So? Yeah.
I mean that's crazy. So? 38. So.
That's crazy. Like, who even comes close to that? The Lions. The Lions.
Hold on, wait a minute.
No.
The Lions. True lie. For as much you know, as the Lions are bad,
Russ,
they always have Matt Stafford. When he came out of Georgia, I was like, yo, like, this dude is just getting like a bad deal because like you guys' front office just sucked.
You know who's getting close? I think the Bears.
Yes. The Bears.
No.
The Bears.
I gotta look this up because this is crazy.
I know Doug Peterson played for the Browns and he's now coaching what? Jacksonville. Ken Dorsey played for him, he's now their OC.
Jacksonville, yep.
Man.
If he wasn't good as a quarterback, what make you think he's gonna be good as a coach? Like anybody listen to you and you is on the field.
Exactly. Like that. I think he started like a half a game. And Tim Couch came in and took his job as a rookie.
I mean, Ty Detmer. It's Ty Detmer.
I know.
It's a lot of names. It's a lot of names on that list where you just like, damn.
So in the last 10 years, the Browns obviously have the most QBs that they've cycled through as starters.
Okay.
With 11. And you know, the Browns have been a team for a while, you know. Even when what's his name face took them out of there and went to Baltimore. He who shall not be named, Art Modell, right?
Hey.
Is that his name?
Watch the language.
Hey, yeah.
My bad, YouTube. I didn't mean to cuss.
Hey, we still got to walk around. We still got to walk around Ohio, bro. We can't even be associated with you saying that.
Did you say Ohio? No, I didn't. Right?
Ohio, come at me.
I never been to Ohio. Nah. I'm good with saying that.
Hey, so look, we don't say that name, and we don't say that team up north name. We subtract this team. We don't do that around here.
Yeah, in the last 10 years, the Browns have had 11 QBs.
Correct.
The next one is the Texans, and they're a very young franchise. When were they brought into the league?
02.
They've had a lot of QBs, and I mean, so is the Rams. Yeah, sucking Rams. And the Bears. Those are the top teams that just keep cycling through quarterbacks. Like, that's probably why they suck.
And I think the Bears, they're going to cycle through another one.
Yeah.
I see Fields leaving.
Hey, I'm glad you stopped it at 10 years. Keep us off that list. We don't need to be on that list no more.
You're honestly not on it. Like, I don't – okay, so
– because we had Stafford. If you go back to the early 2000s all the way on up through, we ain't got a leg to stand on.
In the last 10 years, the Lions have had three different quarterbacks. That's amazing.
And last – you going back to when?
2013.
So since 2013, we have had Goff, we have had Stafford, and we have had – that list is not accurate. No, hell no. That list is not accurate because Stafford went out Stafford went out in, I think, 2019 or 2020, one of the two. And I know Jeff Driskel had to start some games. And I know Todd Boyles had to start some games. So that's not accurate if we only had three.
Who is that? Is that like your water boy? Because yeah, I don't even know who that is.
No, Jeff Driskel? Jeff Driskel?
No, the oil guy.
Oh, Tim Boyle? Yeah, he didn't deserve to have a job. Not at all.
Sounds like it.
But I mean, for all intents and purposes, he did he did lead the Lions to a tie against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh, and lost by only 3 points to the Browns at the time when we were just downright terrible in 2021. So yeah, we've had Stafford, we've had Goff, we've had Driskel, and we've had Boyle.
I love how you guys.
Well, that's four. So
I love how you got to put an actual year after we are downright terrible, because y'all have been downright terrible for a very long time. So we got
to
know.
I need to specify what year terrible we were. Yes, that is correct.
Each terrible year isn't equal. Let me tell you.
Each terrible year started out positive and quickly went down the tubes.
Hey, they all started out positive until the games start being played.
Until about training camp. You right about that.
As Jeremy, like, oh, he was all about Geno Smith last offseason. He said this was our year. Nah, bro, it wasn't your year. It was your year to not make the playoffs.
It wasn't just Geno. I thought our defense was really going to carry us this last year.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they didn't.
Ah, man.
I did. I ain't going to lie. I'm not a homer, man. Like, I love my Hawks to death, but, you know, they didn't live up to expectations. Our defense, I mean, I believe that getting rid of Jamal Adams, that's going to be huge for us this coming year.
Yeah.
You know, Richie, me and you have had a lot of conversations about that, man.
I told you when that happened, you were all excited about it. I said, wow, he has made one of the worst, you know, trades ever. Like, Jamal Adams ain't nothing. Like, he's a safety.
But tell me that first year, though, he lived up to expectations. He broke the sack record for
he's a safety.
I know. And then after that, man, it was all downhill.
He got edge money and edge, I will tell you that, as a safety.
No, what's crazy to me is he got all that money and he didn't even have. He only got 4 career interceptions. That's what's crazy to me.
Don't bring that up, Steve. I'm already here that much,
you
know.
Let me tell you right now. He's a NFL starting caliber safety, and I put quotation marks because, you know. And he's got how many interceptions you said, Steve? He's
4.
Got 4 more 4. Interceptions than your boy Richie, and he's not a fucking NFL player.
Hey, check this out. Try this on for size. Aiden Hutchinson has been in the league for 2 years and he's a defensive end. He has 3 interceptions.
Well,
Jamal Adams has
as a
4. Yeah, as a defensive end.
He plays the same position as Jamal Adams. So,
yep.
As a defensive end, Aiden Hutchinson has 3 interceptions.
Hey, that boy crazy though. Aiden Hutchinson, that dude's. That dude's a beast.
Yeah, I need another one of him on the opposite side. Hey, so I need the NFL to start calling some calls on that man, Aiden Hutchinson. Aiden Hutchinson get held almost every play get a flag.
We can say the same thing about Nick Bosa. It's the same thing. They don't Miles call Garrett. Dude, this NFL that's happening now, they don't call anything. You watch that Super Bowl, man. They did not call holding for crap. And I'm not going to say that's the reason why we lost, but they didn't call it. It is what it is. But, yeah, they ain't calling nothing.
Hey, I just noticed something. What's all that? Got top-notch pass rushers except for the Seahawks.
That's why they didn't make the playoffs.
Yep.
I wasn't going to say that, but since he said it, fine. I mean, it is what it is.
Got rid of your whole safety core, and I will say this: Witherspoon, that dude's good. That guy is good. I like him.
Who?
Who? That guy's special.
Who?
What's his name? Witherspoon. The cornerback.
Who?
Devin.
Who? Who?
There you go.
Yeah.
You need to stop saying who and start worrying about some pass catchers, because They let you down in the NFC Championship game, bro.
Hey, hey, don't let's worry about three. That. Help is on the way.
He said
help is on the way.
Is it now?
So yeah. Guys, I have a hot take for the Browns. We were talking about running back earlier.
Oh.
I think that Josh Jacobs signs with the Browns this offseason.
No, can't.
No, there's no way.
Yeah, I don't think Josh Jacobs goes.
That's my take on it.
I can see them drafting a replacement instead of signing somebody.
You know where he's going to end
think,
up?
Where?
I think he's going to go to like a contender like the Eagles, like something like that. Somewhere where they're very run heavy. And I think that's where he's going to end up going. I have a funny feeling that he's going to go to the Eagles.
Jacob's going somewhere south.
They have Swift.
Yeah, but Swift gets injured.
Like Tampa?
He's going somewhere south.
He is south. Dallas. He's in Vegas.
That's not southwest.
Southwest, bro. Get it right. We're in the southwest.
I forgot to clap. My fault.
You're talking about deep south. But you know what? Dallas makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has that demeanor of a Dallas fan.
Not only that, you can go somewhere like Tampa. He can go somewhere like a Tennessee. It doesn't matter. It's going to be somewhere where it's not that many cold weather games, in my opinion.
Yeah, but we shall see.
Or he could go somewhere like Minnesota, where in a dome, yeah.
Yeah, but Minnesota's hot garbage, man. Like they're just even what's his name? Jefferson wants to be out. Like he doesn't want to be there. I wouldn't want to be there.
Hey, I'm gonna
that's about it.
Don't be surprised. Yeah. He can also go to somewhere like Arizona or he can go to somewhere like the Rams.
See, I thought about the Rams, but they got what's his name? Kyrion
Williams. Kyrion Williams. And he's actually a beast.
Yeah, he's
a beast.
But you need a compliment
for him. I'm going to be looking for him on fantasy. So I'm going to stash him because you know he's going to get injured. Gets injured.
And that's why you always finish last. You already telling us your draft strategy.
I'm trying to tell you that so that you go after him and I can go grab somebody else.
Hey, I already know who I'm going after, so I ain't worried about it.
Steve, 1 year you actually make it far and all of a sudden you're the GOAT. Get out of here.
Hey, side note, this is the only fantasy league in which I struggle. And I mostly struggle because of injuries. So you're just catching what I've been catching for a long time.
You be making fantasy leagues.
Not going up against Talon. It's injuries.
He has fantasy leagues with his kids and then he kicks the crap out of them and then all of a sudden he's hot shit.
Yeah. Oh, whatever.
He's goated.
Call it what you want. Call it what you want. I ain't got nothing else to say. I'm winning the fantasy league this next year.
Hey, let's go. I mean, we need that type of energy because as the commish of that league, I'm gonna kick some people out and get some new people. So we need some new blood in there because it's not as fun as it was before. Not everybody talks crap, and you know, at the end of the day, that's what you're doing fantasy for. It's for the interaction.
Yeah.
Not just
I mean, us four. We got your wife, Richie, and that was pretty much it on who was chatting. You know.
I was going to say, you know, we all play to win a little bit of money, but I wouldn't know what that is because I've never won it. So,
Hey, Rich.
Wait, you're doing God's work for us.
Just so you know, I want the money, I want a trophy, and I want a press conference. I want a press conference.
If he wins, he's getting a press conference.
We'll do
a press conference on here for you, Steve.
Hey, no, and I'm telling you right now, the way I see it, I want a parade. I want all of y'all to cheer in y'all living room as I hoist up the trophy. I'm just gonna keep it all the way real because I'm coming for everything that's mine for this year.
It's a press conference and a parade. Really?
Everything.
The great thing is, we don't have to worry about it. That's not gonna happen.
Man,
you don't have to worry about any of that.
The past few years, I just started off slow because of injuries and had to fight my way to at least respectability. So don't even worry about it. I done put together a draft board and everything, man. Y'all don't even know it.
Hey, let's be 100, man. In the last few years, you and I both been fighting for 10th and 9th place, all right? Who the hell are we kidding?
Hell no, you're not about to put me down that low. I might go 7-8, but I ain't going 9-10.
No, actually.
No, Richie, you're thinking about me and you, bro. We took 9-10 right. 1 year.
No,
it was 2019. I took 10. You took 9.
This last year was I felt like a Browns fan. Everything went. I was at my lowest point, man. I couldn't.
0-5, 0-6.
Dude, I went 0-8. What are you talking about?
Hey, look, it was so bad. It was so bad the 1 week against Rich. I had bye weeks and didn't even set a lineup. I just knew I was winning.
Hey, I'm for real. I played Steve and he literally forgot to put somebody in and he still beat me. That's
how I didn't forget. I didn't forget. I didn't want to cut any of the players. I didn't want to cut any of the players that I had. I had some injuries on the bench. I ain't want to cut no players that I had. So it was some players that was on the bye week. It is what it is. I wasn't cutting my kicker.
Was it a kicker you were missing?
I was over here being a nice guy like, yo, Steve, you got somebody on bye. Like I texted him like, Steve, you got somebody on bye. It's against me, bro. He just sent the emoji like, okay. And he still beat me.
You don't do this either. Like, if someone's not playing, that's it.
I'm like, okay, all right, man. So let's discuss. Well, Steve, everybody, what's your expectations for your team this year? Your actual team, not, you know, fantasy league. Because we know where I'm going to end up.
Bottom again.
Super Bowl or bust. Yep. Super Bowl or bust. Like y'all told me things was going to be different. Y'all told me these weren't the same old Lions. It's time for you to prove it. We got to the NFC Championship. Now, if we get to the end of the – usually we get to the NFC Championship and it's futility for 30 years. Just show me. Get back to the playoffs. Get back to the NFC Championship. We got everything. That offense is firing on all cylinders. Only thing I want to add is a right guard. Add another pass rusher. Cornerback. We need corner help bad. And we'll be good to go.
Hey, Lions are interested in Greg Newsom.
Hey, send him over.
What are you giving me?
Huh?
What are you giving me?
I give you, as a matter of fact, I give you a fourth and a sixth. Whatever you use to give Jerry Jeudy, I give you that back.
Nah, give me a three, take him. I don't care.
You said give you a three.
Give me a three and take him.
Hey, man, look. That headquarters in Berea just got blocked. No more phone, phone calls coming through for them. You want a third round pick for Greg Newsom?
He ain't that bad, man.
Okay, for a third round pick, I want Grant Delpit too.
Hey, man, he's just trying to make up what they lost for Deshaun. All right,
I am.
Ray, what's going on with the Browns? Tell me, what do you expect?
Honestly, my expectations aren't real high, but all depends on Deshaun. That all depends on Deshaun. If Deshaun can get back to form, he can play and stay healthy. I think that too. I honestly think they can get 12-13 wins.
I think honestly. You can win your division for sure.
Oh, definitely.
Win your division and get into the playoffs and be competitive.
Again, it all depends on the quarterback, Deshaun, because they're putting all their eggs in that basket. And you know what? You live by a sword, you die by a sword, man.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sorry, man.
We shall see. Yeah.
That's where my expectations
are. Talk to me, Jeremy. What do you expect from your Seahawks?
All right.
And I have to be nice.
I expect 10-7. I know. Ooh. You're going to have to try not to talk too much crap. I can see 10-7. I can see us squeaking into the playoffs. We got a great receiving core. I think we have 2-3 top-tier receivers. I'm excited to see what JSN does underneath Mike McDonald this year. I'm really excited. I think he was
Jackson
underutilized.
Smith and Jibber.
And, of course, we have Lockett. With that, between that, him, Lockett, DK Metcalf, we got a great receiving core. I think our defense is going to be a step up this next year with Mike McDonald. So 10-7, I think it's realistic. I don't see us making it to the Super Bowl, but I think that we can make a real push. I think we're going to be number two behind San Francisco. Oh my goodness, I hate to say that. But I'm realistic. I'm realistic though. Yeah, I mean, Richie, you know me. I'm gonna say how it is.
Yeah.
I think we could maybe squeak out one playoff win if we make it to the wild card against the Eagles.
You know,
but I think, like I said, I definitely think we're a quarterback away, bro. Quarterback away.
I think
what
so
do you expect
too,
from your Niners?
Get back and not lose it. That's literally all you can think about. After a season that we had, we just we we sit there and we just wonder, like, man, what if? Like, what if we could have stopped them? What if we could have, instead of scoring that field goal and got the touchdown and put a little more pressure on them, what if? The whole thing is, man, is run it back. Let's get there. Let's climb the mountain again. Let's go. And let's try to go get that Lombardi, man, because at the end of the day, there's 31 losers and one winner. And it really sucked to watch Kermit the Frog lift that trophy again, and we had to sit there and just take it. So, yeah, man.
Can I ask you a question with no bias?
What's up?
Is Purdy the guy?
Yeah, he proved it. He proved he's a okay. good. He statistically he had one of the best seasons a quarterback can have. You can't deny that. He proved he can get us there.
And I'm not talking any crap about it. I'm just
I get it.
You think Purdy's the guy?
Would I love to have a game changer, an actual quarterback like a Mahomes? Sure, everybody would. But there's not a Mahomes, you know, that just comes out of nowhere. So you have to have what you got. And he proved that he's an NFL starting quarterback. And now he's just going to improve from last year and get us back there. And that's all I can hope for. If he regresses, go find somebody else. That's all you can do.
Fair enough.
All right, boys. It was good chatting with you guys. We're going to cut it here. And y'all have a good night. Don't get too drunk. And we'll talk later.
All right, man.
All right. Later, guys.
Later, man.
Later.